Hi. Hello. Hi, Monday Mass listeners. Chris Cote here. And before we get to the show, I'm going to sell you something, a couple things. No, for real, though. These are some sponsors that I would be remiss if I didn't thank them for their support. Without them, this podcast would not be possible. And I'm going to rifle through them. And, you know, you should just get hyped and support these people for supporting Monday Mass. Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is basically a miracle product. There's a spray and a gel. And here's what's up. If you cut yourself, let's say you're on a surf trip, Indo, you finally get to go to Indo, you get refresh. Squeezing a lime on it looks cool for your Instagram video, but if you want an effective way to, you know, make sure it doesn't get infected, to make sure it heals quicker, bring yourself some active skin repair on the trip. And this works for sunburns, bug bites, any other kind of cuts. You stub your toe on a rusty nail, spray it, or rub some gel on it. The Active Skin Repair truly is a product that I stand behind. And not just because they're a sponsor of this show, but I've seen it work with my own eyeballs. I used it on my trip to Hawaii, and I've used it on my kids. So Active Skin Repair. Check them out on bldgactive.com. You will be happy that you did, because this product truly, truly works. And if you go to buy some on bldgactive.com, enter the code MASS25 and you'll get 25% off your purchase. And you can put a message on their Facebook or whatever saying how awesome the product is and how you heard about it on this very podcast, the Monday Mass. Also, Quincy Wood writes, USA-made skateboards. These boards are, the wood is grown in Michigan, harvested in Michigan in a sustainable forest. It's milled, it's glued, it's shaped all right here in the USA. And the wood's got pop. That's all I've been riding for the last year or so. So yeah, Quincy Wood writes, check them out at quincywoodwrites.com, there's no .com on the Instagram, at Quincy Wood writes. Finally, Loose Towels. Loose Towels, the best towels out there. And wait, there's more. They make towels. They make changing ponchos. They make Mexican blankets. And these are all really finely created and crafted items. And I'll tell you, if you go and check out loosetowels.com, L-E-U-S towels.com, there's a brand new Connor Coffin signature tie-dye towel that's dope that I want for Christmas. Damn it. I want this towel for Christmas. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy it for myself because I have a special little thing going. I got a discount code, MASS15. And if I enter MASS15 when I check out on loosetowels.com, I get 15% off, basically sponsoring myself by Loose Towels. And now you can be sponsored as well by Loose Towels and the Monday Mass by entering MASS15 when you check out on their website. So those are my advertisements. Now we can really get into the show. You're about to listen to the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. Here we go.
This is the Jigger from the Wu-Tang Clan. Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light. And we banish shame.
And welcome, action sports fans. You're listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me, your host, Chris Cote. Now, Monday Mass, M-A-S-S, generally stands for Monday Action Sports Show. So, as you're probably noticing right now, it's Tuesday that you may be listening to this. One day late, but here's what's up. So, the Pipe Masters, the Billabong Pipe Masters, was called on first thing Monday morning. So I decided it would be warranted to wait to record this podcast till the end of the day, till the Pipe Masters was over. And that way we could talk about some of the stuff that went down at Pipeline. And we will get to that, I promise. But before we get to that, let's get to this. So I just got back from Dew Tour Breckenridge last night at midnight. And I'm actually kind of thankful that the Pipe Masters was called on and I had the chance to kind of recuperate from my 3-day snow bender in Breckenridge. Dude Tour was epic. I mean, so much snow madness. Snowboard, pipe, slope style, ski pipe, slopes, I mean, the whole deal. And I was honored to be part of the commentary team. So I had a couple duties on the mountain. I had a studio show that I was doing that I was literally up on the mountain, halfway up, outside. It was freezing. Breckenridge is cold. But, you know, there was plenty of snow, a lot of action, so it was cool. You know, they took good care of me. The Dew Tour people provided me with wonderful clothing. Also got gear from Bonfire. Thank you, Tim Swart. Bonfire, I got the Bonfire bib. The bib pants thing that I've never had before that was just crucial. A crucial element to my outerwear kit. And then I got boots from Vans. Vans snowboarding boots. Oh my gosh. Jive Ass James hooked me up with these boots, and they are the best snowboarding boots I've ever had. No lacing, you just click, you click the little thing. They're brand new, they just came out. You can go to any surf shop or any snow shop and try these things on, and I highly suggest you do. Comfortable, warm, ease in and out, and they're the most like a pair of comfortable skate shoes that I've ever had. So, Bonfire Outerwear, Vans Boots, Dew Tour, thank you for hooking it up. What else? Oh, yeah, and I want to thank Aaron Checkwood at Smith because he hooked up the helmet and the goggles. Now, I've never snowboarded in a helmet before, but I wanted to. And, you know, the feeling of cracking your head open on a hard pack of snow is something I don't want to ever experience. And I'm not, you know, I can get down the hill, I can slash and do all that stuff on snow, but I'm not like super good, so I'll take all the help I can get. So I got the Smith helmet and the Smith Chromo Pop goggles. Now check this out, my four-eyed friends out there. These are goggles that actually go over your glasses. I was literally snowboarding blind for years till I got these new Smith goggles this year. They're the IOX Smith goggles with Chromo Pop. I'm seeing everything on the mountain. I'm seeing stuff that even the pros aren't seeing because I got the Chromo Pop with my glasses under. I was cruising. I had a great time. So that will be the show will actually be airing on NBC, I think December 24th and December 31st. So check your local listings for Dew Tour on NBC. You know, I had the chance to call snowboard team and ski team with Todd Richards and David Van Valen. And Tina Dixon, I was calling shows with Eddie. I was Brad J. Todd Harris was there. DC, the whole crew. So it was a tight weekend. I mean, what more can I say? Dew Tour was there was a lot happening. It was almost overboard. It was just overload of action. But I was really hyped to be a part of that. And I'll give you more on Dew Tour when snow news comes up shortly. So, and of course, we're going to be talking about world title, pipe, da, da, da. So much going on. Let's just get into the show. And I think we're going to start with snow news. I was standing in the midst of a great company. Snow news is brought to you by Torrey Holistics. Yo, this is going to be huge in January. In California, no medical cards will be needed anymore. And you can go in with your driver's license that says you're 18 and up to Torrey Holistics, for example. And you can get, edibles and all that stuff if you want to get recreational with it. Or you can take my advice and get yourself on the CBD oil program. I got these Cushy Punch CBD gummies that are top notch when it comes to anti-anxiety and anti-inflammatory. Two things that I need. I don't want to be inflamed, and I don't want to be anxious. So I take Cushy Punch CBDs that I get at Torrey Holistics. And in January, you can all stop asking me, how do you get them? Where do you get them? What do you do? What do I do? I want CBDs. What do I do? Go to Torrey Holistics. All you need is your driver's license. And, hey, legalize it. It's going to be legal. Man. So there you go. Okay, let's get into it. Snow news. Okay, so Dew Tour was epic. And I already said that at the top of the show, but I lived it, so I know. Kind of from beginning to end, let's just start at the beginning. The biggest news there was Shaun White did not qualify to even compete on the final day. So it was huge because Dutour is the second of four Olympic qualifiers for men's and women's snowboarding. You have to do well in, you have to basically get two podiums within these four events if you want a chance to make the Olympic snowboarding team. And Shaun White is kind of in a sketchy spot. He didn't even make the contest to potentially win the contest. He didn't even qualify. And people were shocked. I mean, it was literally like a weird wave that washed over the mountain. Did you hear Shaun White didn't qualify? He didn't qualify. Shaun White didn't qualify. People were running in. The office was where I was hanging out, and they're going, he didn't qualify. You know, I know this. I just watched it. But that was the kind of the first big news. And then as the finals kind of started to go down, people realized, look, Shaun White will most likely get the coach's spot. So the coaches can pick particular snowboarders to add them to the team, even if they don't qualify. But most likely, Shaun White will qualify through points because he's got two more chances. And those are coming up soon. We'll get to those when they come up. So when things started getting hot and heavy, started off with the Olympic, or not Olympic, Dutour Superpipe Women's. Chloe Kim, the new hashtag that you heard it here first. Actually, Todd Harris said it first, but I took it. And he said the phrase, I took it and made my own hashtag. Chloe Kim Effect. Hashtag. Chloe Kim Effect. She dropped in first round, dropped a mid 90, basically won the contest. Everybody else was just went flat. You know, they were just silenced by Chloe Kim, 17-year-old snowboarding assassin from the USA. And with her win, solidified an official spot on the USA Olympic women's snowboarding team. Also in that contest, that event, that portion of this Dutour, Kelly Clark goes up, the big air. I think she's trying a 900 or something. It went wrong. She came down hard, smashed her face on the very corner of the half pipe. So this is an icy rock edge, and she smashed her face on it from 15 feet high. It was heavy, and I had to watch this slam six times in a row because I was hosting that portion of the show directly after the slam, so I had to watch it multiple times. It was like a gut kick. But Kelly Clark is such a badass that she smashed her face, put some ice on it, literally put a Band-Aid on what might be a broken nose, went right back up to the top of the pipe, dropped straight into the same trick, nailed it. So Chloe Kim got first, Kelly Clark, the warrior, got second, and I forget, somebody else got third. You can go to dutour.com. There's way more results on there that you need to hear here. You know what I'm saying? In women's slopestyle, also an Olympic qualifier, Spencer O'Brien, she won slopestyle women's. The big news there was when the women from slopestyle were on the podium, they got photobombed by me during their awards ceremony. You may have seen it on my Instagram. It's probably one of the best photos of me ever. I'm a giant cyber photobomb right behind three of the world's best slopestyle women. And it was my honor. It was my pleasure. So there you go. I just was the biggest lurker of the weekend with this photo. It was just perfectly timed. Thank you to the Dutour production team. Thank you, Transition Productions, for allowing me the honor of being the ultimate creep photobomber on the women's slopestyle podium. Men were up. Men went into the pipe and got nuts. The rotation counters, a.k.a. Todd Richards and Todd Harris, were working overtime with dudes dropping, unfathomable amount of spins. And let me just give you an example, okay? So the winner, Jake Pates. This is a 22-foot icy superpipe. And it's massive, right? And it's hard. It's like cement with ice on it. So here is an example of what Todd and Todd had to do when they were calling The winning run. Okay, here's what it went like. Double Michael Chuck Indy to frontside double cork 1080 Indy. Cab double cork mute 1080. Frontside 900 tail grab. Backside double cork tail grab 1260. It's so crazy watching these guys call these contests. Todd Richards is literally doing math as these guys are going down the hill. Final trick also referred to as a double McTwist. So not only are they doing math, but they also have to figure out what these damn things are called. Max Perot from Canada. Take it back. Hold up. Jake Pates won Superpipe. And now he is most likely officially on the Olympic team. More on that in a second here. Okay, so if you're thinking of the Olympics for pipe, it's going to be Jake Pates and Ben Ferguson so far. They are pretty much locked in. Then it went to slopestyle. So slopestyle, if you're not familiar with it, rails, jumps, all kinds of crazy stuff happening down a long, long slope. And you got to do it with style, hence the term slopestyle. So slopestyle is when people it's more math and more crazy trick names handled perfectly by our expert commentator team, Dutour. Canadian Max Perot won. And my favorite dude, the favorite dude of the Monday Mass when it comes to slopestyle snowboarding, Brock Crouch. He didn't podium, but he won the hearts of the people. The people's champion. Rookie sensation, Brock Crouch. Ripping surfer, one of those kids that just does everything good, but he's really cool about it because he's just enjoying himself. I think he's having more fun than anybody in the mountain, and that makes him my favorite. Brock Crouch. Watch for Brock Crouch. Good luck, Brock Crouch. Two more chances for Brock to potentially make the Olympic team for slopestyle. So, like I said a minute ago, Jake Pates and Ben Ferguson pretty much locked up spots in the Olympic snow team. The Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, right around the corner in February. Only two more chances for men and women snowboarders to make that illustrious list of Olympians for 2018 Winter Games. Also at Dutour, this is a unique aspect of A unique aspect of Dutour Breckenridge, the men's snowboard team challenge. So a team of three competes in a modified superpipe, jib section, which is basically rails, and a jump section, two jumps. Rome was the team who took the title. And this was especially awesome for me because I got to call it for NBC with Todd Richards. I mean, dreams do come true, folks. Who would have thought that I'd be calling snowboarding on NBC with my man, Todd Richards. And I also called ski with David Van Valen. I mean, literally surrounded by legends, folks. And I know it sounds like I'm bragging, which I am. I'm proud of myself. Hey, give it up for me. Let me have this moment here. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's move on. So, yeah, Dutour is awesome. It's going to be on NBC December 24th and December 31st. Lock it in. Watch it. Crank it up. Turn up the volume. This beautiful voice, I mean, come on. You're going to want to hear this loud. Transworld Snowboarding's Rider's Pull was rad. I was there. I was full on Chris Snowtay all weekend in Breckenridge. Congrats to our hosts, Eddie Wall and T-Bird. The 19th annual Transworld Snowboarding Riders Pull. It was an epic night. Basically, they pull professional snowboarders and then readers of the magazine, and they give out these cool awards, right? It's kind of like, well, it is exactly like Surfer Pull for snowboarders. You get it? It's an award show. And I have audio from it, starting with, okay, this is kind of cool. So I think this might be my new snowboarder, Haldor Helgeson. So Haldor kind of almost swept the night. He got a couple awards, the Reader's Choice Award and the Video Part of the Year Award for his part in Arcadia, which is mental. Let's listen to some of Haldor's speech. He's awesome.
All right. My brain is completely out of business right now, so I'm gonna have to check on my notes. we should. It's insane being nominated together with Bodie Merrill and Mikkel Bang. It's a true dream come true for me. And luckily there's no chandeliers close by here that we can destroy tonight.
A cream dream come true, says Halldór Helgason, winning both the video part of the year as well as the Reader's Poll, right? Yes, Reader's Choice Award in the video part of the year. Also winning was, Robin Van Gin. She won video part of the year for Depth Perception. Her speech, as she puts it, is very long, but we do have a snippet. Here's a snippet. This is one of my new favorite female snowboarders, Robin Van Gin.
Very cool. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie. Thank you so much for voting for me. This is really awesome. Thank you so much. I want to thank my family in Victoria. They're so good to me and so supportive.
Yeah, that speech went on for a while, but she deserved it because Robin rips. Go watch Depth Perception if you haven't seen it yet. It is insane. Moving on. Who else do we have? Oh, so the writer of the year for men. This was huge. So Luis Paredes. Did I say that wrong? I'm sorry if I did. Luis, the writer of the year, also won for video part of the year. And this dude is very soft-spoken, but if you watch him ride, you're going to freak out. So here's a quick little taste of the speech of Luis, writer of the year.
That's crazy. I really don't know what to say. I was really expecting Halldór, Nicholas, like all-time favorite snowboarders, like. This is incredible. I really want to thank my sponsors that have, some of them have been backing me for 10 years and more, and my family for letting me, like, supporting me from the start, letting me pursue this. And also I want to take the chance to thank people like Eddie Wall, Todd Richards, Bjorn Linus, who was here earlier, Greg Christie, you know.
True gentleman, Luis Paredes, the Trans World Snowboarding Rider of the Year. Anna Gasser won Women's Rider of the Year. The Man Boys won Web Series of the Year. And Ika Backstrom won the night just because he's awesome. He's Ika. Let's hear from Ika about this year's Riders Poll Awards. Ika Backstrom, you didn't win anything tonight, but you won the hearts and minds of the people. How was the Riders Poll for you tonight?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that Todd won, the legend. There's a lot of good. Luis won too. Halldór won too. Sounds like a couple guys are kind of dominating the game right now.
All your bros.
Yeah, all my boys. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So now, what's next for you tonight?
Does it
get wild? Does Riders Poll get wild?
I don't really know. I think all these fuckers go fucking stretching shit.
Ika, language, sir. Yeah, and from the looks of it, Riders Poll was about to get lit, and then the big award of the night, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest award ever given in snowboarding. For real, though. So Trans World Snowboarding, every year, for 19 years in a row, they've picked a legend to bestow upon the Trans World Legend Award, and this year it was our homie, Todd Richards. So, being a close friend of Todd's, I don't really, like, ask him about all the cool things that he's done, but when you kind of realize and you kind of look at his career in its entirety, you realize that Todd Richards is a guy that basically set the trajectory of where snowboarding is now. He changed everything. And I think it's about time. This is a long time coming that he got the Legend Award from Trans World, but it was really cool, A, to see Todd nervous, and he was kind of formulating a speech in his mind throughout the week. He knew this thing was coming up, and I never see him nervous, so that was fun for me to see Todd nervous. And so he got the award. He went up, and did an incredible speech. And I want you to go to snowboarding.transworld.net to watch Todd's speech in its entirety. I'm not even going to play you a clip because it's that good. You have to watch the speech in its entirety. He had some zingers, some heartfelt thank yous. I mean, this is 33 years of snowboarding that he had to thank people for. He's had multiple covers of Transworld snowboarding, Olympic team. He's won everything. He wrote an autobiography, and then the biggest crowd pleaser was, you know, when the mention of Out Cold came up. Todd, of course, one of the stars of the film Out Cold. What hasn't this dude done? He's done it all, and he continues to do it. I mean, there's a reason that he is one of the greatest action sports commentators of all time and the greatest snowboarding commentator on the planet. And I'm not just saying that because he's probably listening to this. Hi, Todd. But it's true. Nobody bridges the gap between core and everyone else like Todd. So he can call the tricks, he can call 16,000 spin, whatever, but relate it to the layman. That's what makes Todd the best, and he's funny, and he's handsome. Yeah, you get it. Watch the speech. Congratulations, Todd Richards, on getting that Legend Award. So I guess now when I see Todd, you know, at our local coffee spot, the Panikin, or if I see him, I won't see him surfing because I don't surf where he's, I got to call him Legend. Because it's official. So if you see Todd on the street, say, "Sup, legend? Hey, Ledge. What's up, official legend?" He'll love that. So that was my recap of Dew Tour and Rider's Pole. All bam, just like that. Earth surfing. Earth surfing. This is something I want to do. Brian Noguchi and Jamie Lynn just dropped a web edit, what they call Earth Surfing. It's amazing. And I'm not even going to explain it to you because just go and watch it on Transworld's site. Hey, check this out. So as part of the Dew Tour commentary team, I had the chance to work on some skiing, which I've never done before, and it was really enjoyable. Thanks to Luke Van Valen, who made me feel like I knew what I was doing. But I also got to hear the story of Gus Kenworthy. So Gus Kenworthy, this dude is one of the best freestyle skiers, one of the best contest skiers of all time. And he's an Olympian, and he's recently come out of the closet. He is going to be your first ever out gay man competing in the Winter Olympics. And his story is incredible. I mean, the dude's a hero, not just for the LGBT community, but just as a human. Basically saying he's come out to hopefully inspire and, you know, just make it easier for other people to follow that path if they choose to do so. And I was just really, it was really cool to kind of hear this story, something I had no idea what, you know, anything happening in the ski world, let alone a heroic journey like this. Gus Kenworthy. And I think you can go to dewtour.com and watch the video piece that they put together about Gus. It's awesome. This is my new favorite skier. Okay? And it's one of the only skier names that I know. Now, I know Torin. I know, dude, I know skiing. What's up, Luke? I know this. So, yeah. That's all this stuff that I know that happened on the snow recently. So, from snow news, let's go to skate news next. Skate news brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights, USA-made skateboards. And get this. I didn't even tell you. This is a secret that lies within the Monday Mass podcast. Here's a code. Go to quincywoodwrights.com. You can buy the brand new Steve Sherman X Quincy Woodwrights collab mini cruiser with that incredible Sherman shot. The surfboard graveyard. Do you know what I'm talking about? One of the best shots. I think one of the best shots ever in surf history. I'm not kidding. So Quincy Woodwrights, we did a collab, and I say we because I'm in the Quincy fam. I mean, that there's no ifs, ands, or buts there. I'm in the fam. We did a collab with Steve Sherman. Beautiful little mini cruiser. It's white. It's got the black and white print on it. Steve Sherman's signature. It's dope. I mean, this is a wall hanger, and a writer. So you're going to need to buy two. And if you do go to QuincyWoodwrites.com to buy two of those boards, enter MASS15 upon checkout. You'll get 15% off. And you're about to get the sickest mini cruiser you've ever seen in your life. So skate news, a little light in skate news, but there's stuff to talk about. Skate Mafia's Brain Gone Rough Cuts are up and ripping on ThrasherMagazine.com. Obviously, Wes Kramer's part is ridiculously good. But for me, I mean, I'm not going to play favorites here, but I got to tell you, if you haven't seen Stephen Lawyer's part, it's incredible. I mean, this dude is so fun to watch skate. He's a character. He's just an amazing human. I mean, I've met him a few times, and I consider him homie from cyberspace. But I'll tell you, the dude's classic. He's all about the positive energy, and he rips hard and does tricks that no one else does on a skateboard. And he wears triple camo combo pants while he does it. The dude rules. Check out Stephen Lawyer's Rough Cuts on ThrasherMagazine.com to be entertained and excited to skate, because that's what that part will do for you. You know what? Better yet, okay, watch the Rough Cuts, but also buy the video on iTunes like I did. Buy the video. It's like $6. Own it. Jimmy Cow. Tyler Suri, the team is so good. And you're going to want them all on your iPod pad thing, computer. What do you watch these? Just buy it and then own it. Support Skate Mafia and they'll make more videos and everyone will be soaked. Soaked, stoked, psyched. That's what happens when you try to say psyched and stoked, but then realize you're talking about skateboarding and neither one of those words is really going to work, but you go forward anyway and you mess it up. Buy Skate Mafia's Brain Gone. And if you want, hey, you want another taste, something else for free? So you've bought that video. Thank you for supporting Skate Mafia. Now go to Transworld's site, skateboarding.transworld.net. I know it's long, but you probably have it saved. Watch Riley Boland. One of my favorite skateboarders on the planet, Riley Boland, in the Transworld Park. Flow, speed, creativity, braids, long hair, Canadian camper. He's probably just come from the woods straight into the park and just rips. One of my favorites. So this is a cool story, and I got this from Grind TV, courtesy of Mr. Ryan Brower. Carver Skateboards, they, since 2012, and I had no idea this was happening. So not, you know, so this is a, you know, I'm fitting this in skate news, although these are Carver boards, so they would most likely fit better in surf news, but you know what I'm talking about. They're doing something incredible that no one else in the skate world has done, so I'm giving them full props for this, and hopefully other people will follow suit. So Carver Skateboards has coordinated a gun buyback program with the San Diego Police Department. So basically, they're trying to get guns off the streets. You bring a gun to the San Diego Police Department, you turn it in, trade it in, you're going to get a Carver skateboard. They're trading skateboards for guns. I mean, it's simple and it's effective. Since 2012, Carver has collected / traded 1,500 weapons a year. That makes it a near total of 7,500 rifles, semi-automatic weapons, handguns, taken out off the streets, out of homes. You know, these are guns that could easily fall into the wrong hands, etc. So people are trading in guns for skateboards, and I think it's amazing. Thank you, Carver Skateboards. And thank you, Grind TV and Brower, for putting that story out there and letting us know that there are skateboard companies doing amazing things like that. And there's nothing controversial there. The NRA is not going to get this podcast blocked. You know, Trump's not going to tweet about it. Maybe he would. But this is apolitical. This is an apolitical statement. This is about getting guns that are either in non-use or could be used for evil off the streets. And you know what? Ride a Carver board. Have some fun. Don't shoot anyone. Trade your gun for a Carver board and go have some fun. Thank you. You're welcome. Another part to watch. This the hits just keep on coming. I love the internet. ThrasherMagazine.com and LifeProof partnered up to drop a new edit featuring Tom Schar. Oh my God. This edit is crazy. Tom Schar is so good. From Air Baby to Full Grown Man Ripper. I want you, I implore you, encourage you to go watch Tom Schar's new part with Made by Lifeproof. You know the phone cases? Yeah, that, go watch it. This is other news that's kind of cool. This is an honor as well. Graphic artist, semi-influential, Instagram hater, Black Project, BLKPRJKT. This dude does graphics for Antihero, and he is a muckraker, and I think it's awesome. He is an intelligent internet hater, a troll, if you will, but he does it well. And he is unapologetic, and it's great. I think it's fun. And, you know, he used to get a lot of people's goat, but I think people have kind of embraced the fact, much like Wacking Ball, you know, that we need haters out there to keep us honest. So, Black Project has been dropping daily posts called The 100 Worst Things About Skateboarding, Round 2, listing things like, you know, scooters, My Little Pony collaborations, bad graphics, electric skateboards, etc. And guess who made the list? Guess who made the list of the 100 worst things about skateboarding? Me. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Black Project. It's an honor to be nominated, but to come in at number 22 on the list of the 100 worst things about skateboarding is truly, that's a special moment. So thank you for that. Myself and Neil Hendricks got the nod, and I feel bad for Chris Pastris because he wasn't included in that worst group of people talking about skateboarding. But man, Neil, congratulations to you as well. I mean, number 22, gosh, it's great. I am truly honored to be one of the worst things about skateboarding. I didn't even think I would make the cut. I thought I was like in maybe the 500 worst things about skateboarding as part of the commentary crew for Vans Park Series, which I think is amazing, and everybody else loves it. But to be number 22 on the list of 100 is just, it's great. My wife is so proud. My mom's been calling me all day, texting me. My kids are at school, and people are going, oh my God, your dad's one of the worst things about skateboarding. You must be so proud of him. And they're going, yes, he's the worst. So the honor is mine. And I have to end skate news there because that's just too great. Oh, wow. Let's go to surf news. This is going to be big, folks.
We're coming at you from all sides. They bring your body and say they did it. The highest authority on cheese whiz.
Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. With 5 shops in the San Diego area, South Coast Surf Shops has got you covered. And we're about, depending on when you listen to this show, we're 5 or 6 days away from Christmas. And keep Chris in Christmas, folks. Support the people that support Chris Cote, like South Coast Surf Shops, via the Monday Mass at South Coast Surf on Instagram. That's South Coast on the Instagram, southcoastsurf.com. Go there, go in person. The best thing you can do, you know, because I see people complaining about, oh, this shop was so great, and now it's gone, gentrification, blah. You know how we can battle that? We can battle your favorite shops leaving town is by shopping there. Don't be buying your booties or your leashes on Amazon. Don't be, you know, buying your traction pads at the mall. Go to surf shops and go to South Coast Surf Shop, you know, if you want to tell them the Monday Mass sent you. They'll maybe give you a free you sticker. Who knows? Okay, big news. Big news, folks. As I live and breathe, we have a new world champion. And we knew it was going to happen. We've been calling it all year. John Florence is your new world champion. And it just happened. Again, depending on when you're listening to it. So basically, it went down to the Pipe Masters, and it was becoming a spectacle. Let's start from the beginning. The Billabong Pipe Masters, right? So the waves have been average to good throughout the Pipe Masters. Pretty good. Pretty good. Some big stories from the early rounds. Josh Kerr and B. Durbridge officially retiring from the championship tour. Both these guys are surfing at their peak, so expect video parts, photo trips, big things from both of these surfers in the future. Bede had 13 years on tour, and I would say B. Durbridge is one of the most technically precise surfers ever. Where he placed his board on the waves allowed him to throw more spray than anybody. I am a huge B. Durbridge fan. Kersey, of course, 10 years on tour, did it his way. One of the best aerialists ever. He is a surfer's surfer. The dude can surf 2-foot waves and blast 540s and then surf 540-foot waves and get barreled. And by no means are either one of these guys retiring from surfing. It just means they're retiring from competition. You know what I'm saying? So that was early in the Pipe Masters. What else? Oh, so a controversial heat, John Florence versus Ethan Ewing, which no one cares about now because it's over. But in those couple of days after this heat, oh, the Medina fans got all nuts. And the hashtag shame started showing up on Instagram. Shame. Shame. Because of what? Nothing. I mean, this was like tenths of a point. It was pretty obvious. It's pretty clear to me that John won this heat against Ethan Ewing. Had John lost, it would have kind of handed over the world title to Gabriel Medina. And I love Gabriel Medina. Don't get me wrong. He's a nice guy. But his fans, win or lose, Gabriel Medina fans will find a way to cry about it. If he loses, they're going to cry about it. If he wins, they're going to cry about it. It's just support the dude, but don't start Insta hate if it doesn't go your way or his way. Don't be putting shame. I mean, moving quickly on, you know, Gabriel Medina just lost to, who won this for him? Jeez, Jeremy Flores. Jeremy Flores knocked Gabriel Medina out in the quarterfinals, and that means John Florence is your new world champion. And I hope my Instagram and Twitter doesn't blow up with the hashtag shame, because it was a really well-surfed year for Gabriel Medina, so close, and it came down to pipe, and he didn't do it. Second place in the world ain't bad, I tell ya. More stuff that happened during the Pipe Masters. Connor O'Leary lost early in the contest, but still won Rookie of the Year, edging out Federico Moraes and Joan Duroux. Congratulations, Connor O'Leary. Go Goofy. It's great to see Goofy footers doing well, ripping. What else? Oh, Kelly Slater, the big Kelly Slater comeback. I think it was a 3-heat comeback, but it's comebacks to comeback, and he was ripping backdoor. Kelly Slater knocked out Jordy Smith in round 2, knocked him out of the contest. You know what I'm saying? With amazing surfing. Kelly Slater's back, folks. And we all are hopeful that Kelly Slater will compete again in 2018, because why not? He's still one of the world's best. I mean, John's gotten a little better, but you know what I'm saying. Kelly Slater could still fight for a world title in 2018, and that is amazing. What else do we have here? I mean, I'm literally just catching up and watching. Listen, I'm watching. Listen, I'm watching all the replays, the recaps. So we'll catch up next week and talk about who won the Triple Crown. And wait, do we know who won the Triple Crown? Jeez, this is crazy. There's so much stuff happening here. So with that, I think the Triple Crown could be someone's. Oh man, yeah. So to be honest, I'm recording this at 4:20 p.m. on Monday, and we're still in the middle of the Pipe Masters. So I don't know yet who's going to win the Pipe Masters or the Triple Crown. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Griffin Colapinto. Or Italo Ferreira. I think it's Griff. I want to go home, you guys. I've been here all day watching this crap. It's been good. It's been fun to watch. I'm fully aware that probably sounded crass, but I've been fully engaged in watching this all day, and I gotta go home. I haven't been home in a minute because I've been at Dew Tour. Did I tell you that like an hour ago? Okay, let's keep moving on. So what else? Oh, did you see the almost interference with Kelly and Medina? Yeah, these are all going to be non-stories because the big story is John Florence is our new world champion. Somebody's going to win the Triple Crown and somebody's going to win the Pipe Masters today. Who's left? Ian Gouveia, John Florence, and Jeremy Flores and Kanoa Igarashi. So, hey, that's a cool lineup, and I wish I could stay here long enough to tell you all how that happened, but we'll talk about it some other time. Just go on the internet and you'll see it. This is the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, and it's time to wrap it up. But before we do, Chippa Wilson has gone soft. Chippa Wilson is on Dragboard Co., and he just dropped a clip that's nuts. Did I already say nuts? He dropped a clip that's fantastic, riding a softboard, little nugget softboard. So Dragboard Co. also makes boogie boards, softboards. They just released one of the best videos of the year. I think I really like these dudes. I know I do, Dragboard Co. Exile Skim News. Yep. Skimdonesia. Hold on. Let me reset. This is official. Exile Skimboards. Hashtag them. Exile Skimboards. The best skimboards. The coolest guys that run that show. Hank, Frankie, you rule. Merry Christmas. Next week, hopefully a lot of people have bought skimboards for their loved ones on Christmas. Because what better present to get than a brand new Exile skimboard? I got something. You can also go to YouTube, give the gift of Stoke by watching Skimdonesia, Brad Domke's opus. Not only to skimboard excellence, but also board transfer excellence, tube riding excellence, fins free surfing excellence. Brad Domke's Skimdonesia is rated 5 stars by me on a scale of 5. If it was a 10-star scale, it would get 10 stars. Brad Domke's Skimdonesia. Watch it. Trip out. It's that good. That was Exile Skimboarding News within Surf News, the Monday Mass. Okay, so now, you know, all of that stuff we just talked about is good news. But here's some real news, some great news. In this world, there's few things. Damn it. Now I'm kind of backtracking here because you know what the world we're living in? I'm all for gender equality, equal rights. I love all people, regardless of, you know, what you like to do in bed. If you have, you know, what body parts you have, I love you all. Now, okay, you know what? Real news. Stab Magazine has just released its list. This is official. Hottest pro surfer girlfriends. And you know what? Before you cry foul and before you cry sexist, this is a fun and fine thing to be doing because these are all models and pro surfer girlfriends / wives, and they're public figures. So let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate beauty. And Stab's done that. So on the list, Almudena Fernandez, the significant other of Aritz Aramburu. Aritz! Aritz got himself a supermodel. One of the best tube riders, one of the most underrated tube riders in the world, Aritz Aramburu, has one of the hottest girlfriends of any surfer. Ashley O was on the list. She is the wifey, now baby mama, from Julian Wilson. That sounds disrespectful. In all seriousness, Ashley is a sweetheart. Her and Julian, I mean, you look at them and you're going, oh, well, yes, obviously they're two beautiful people. And they're about to make a beautiful child. Bree Kleintop, Eric Geiselman, we know about them, the surfing superpower couple. Eric, what up? I think Eric listens to the Monday Mass. I don't know if Bree does. But if Eric's listening, I love you, man. Keep jamming, and I will too. We'll jam together sometime soon, I promise. Miss Hanalei Raponte / Gadowskis. Now, she's officially got one of the longest names of any of these women. Hanalei is a ripping longboarder / surfer, any board. She is the wife of Pat Gadowskis. Again, she is a sweetheart, one of the nicest people you ever meet. She just so happens to be a stunner, a 10, a supermodel. Hanalei Raponte. She is from Tahiti. She's a blonde from Tahiti. Yeah, it's Pat's wife. Hi, guys. This one was cool. Michelle Randolph, Koa Rothman's girlfriend. Yeah, she's beautiful. Layla Thomas, Kiran Jabor's girlfriend. They're the other people on the list. There's more people on the list. And it's cool looking. You can go to Stab and not feel like a creep because we're just celebrating people's girlfriends. So go ahead. You know who wasn't on the list, and this is strange. Alana Blanchard, Jack Freestone's girlfriend, baby mama, future wifey. And she just had a baby. And without sounding like a total creep, I've been through this. I've had babies with women, with a woman. My wife is at her, right now she's at her very hottest. She's been working out. She looks amazing, mind, body, soul. She's almost so hot right now that it's kind of scary because you know when your significant other, your girlfriend or something, just starts getting super fit and super hot out of nowhere and you're going, oh, well, she's for sure dumping me. Hopefully that's not the case. Where was I? Okay, Alana Blanchard. So Alana Blanchard just had a baby. I think that women are at their most beautiful about a month after they have a baby. They're glowing. There are, I mean, there's just something they're, it's, now I sound creepy. Alana Blanchard is, she looks incredible right now. She just had a baby and she should be on this list, Stab. Don't be babyist just because she just had a baby. Have you seen the pictures of her lately? Stunning. Hi, Jack. Congratulations being a dad. You're going to be a great dad. And you're going to be a great mom, Alana. So, wow, we covered a lot of stuff in that surf news. Jeez. You know what? That's going to be almost the end of the show. Stay tuned. Just hold on. Now, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening to yet another one of the, I think that was one of the best ever episodes of the Monday Mass, if I don't toot my own horn enough. And it could have been one of the last of 2017. I'm definitely not recording one next week because that's Christmas. And we're going to keep Chris in Christmas. That's something everyone can agree on, whether you're an atheist, Muslim, Satanist. Keep Chris in Christmas. Think about me this holiday season, you guys. I don't know, for no reason. Just think about me in any way you want to. Just don't put shame, hashtag shame on my Instagram. Because I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing about your boy. Number two in the world. One of the best surfers ever. See, now I'm digressing. What I wanted to say was, thank you to Masterplan Communications for all your hard work throughout this entire year, being a huge supporter here of the Monday Mass, spreading the word about this podcast. We have exponential growth throughout the year. So it's been a great ride. I guess this is our first full year of podcasting. Also want to thank U Online, U Media Network. Go to uonline.com because there are some wonderful podcasts for you on there. We all know podcasts are the best. So check out our newest podcast, Bodega Border Crew, is live and living on uonline.com. Also, Canaculture. All, you know, the marijuana laws are all changing. And next time you listen to the Monday Mass, it's all going to be legal. When you said, legalize it, Peter Tosh, we listened, we voted on it. It's legal, man. Where was I? Cantori and you. Another incredible show on the U Media Network. Cantori and you. Cantori, the producer of this show. Thank you, Chris Cantori, for kicking me in the ass and making sure that the Monday Mass went up and stayed up. And the growth is, it's growing. So that's what I wanted to say. How long is this podcast? The perfect length. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the Monday Mass podcast soundtrack that is available on uonline.com as a Spotify soundtrack playlist thing. You're going to love it. I know the music downstairs is good because I picked it all. I curate it every episode. So Merry Christmas and or Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Satanist celebration, whatever you guys do. Happy New Year. I don't know if I'm going to record another Mass until 2018. What? The future? Oh my gosh, we're going to be in the future next time we talk. Thank you. Bye.
Christmas time.